Yeah, but Liverpool were always going to look for further reinforcements. They're not going to go into the season with just one right back. They'll want lots of options everywhere.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Munster tap into the Leinster experiences of La Rochelle ahead of this weekend's Investec Champions Cup trip to France. I have the latest from Connacht as they prepare to take on Cardiff in the Challenge Cup, and a Scotland international has emerged as a doubt for the Lions tour of Australia. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Munster captain Tadhg Byrne has been tapping into the Leinster knowledge bank of La Rochelle ahead of Saturday's trip to France. Leinster have met Ronan O'Gara's side five times inside the last 4 years, most recently in a winning effort at the Stade Marcel de Flandre in January. That was the first game in what turned out to be an 8-game winless streak for La Rochelle since. But Byrne is fully aware of the threat that they will pose this Saturday.
I think probably the most obvious one that everyone's looking at is their power game, isn't it? They have some unbelievably big and skillful forwards with unbelievable offloading skills, including their backs as well. So I can imagine it's a big area they're going to target, is trying to beat us up front. So I think our defence is going to be the biggest part of Saturday. You know, if we get our defence right and if we can shut them down and not give them easy yards, I think we'll give ourselves a bit of a chance.
Meanwhile, Byrne has said he tried to make amends with Toulouse scrum half Antoine Dupont following his role in the injury sustained by the France captain at the Aviva last month.
I reached out to him. I messaged him on Instagram. I tried looking for him after the game as well, but I couldn't get to him. He's obviously with medical teams and that, but he's a million followers or something on Instagram. I'm pretty sure he's not going to see a message from me. But it's all I could do at the time. I sent my regards through Gregory Aldridge as well. It's just, it's an incident. Obviously, you can slow it down and it can look bad, but it's an incident wasn't intentional. I can never intended to injure him. Last thing I want to do is injure the best player in the world. You don't go out there to hurt anyone. But it was just an unfortunate way of the way it happened. And I'm sorry for the fact that it did happen to him. You don't like to see a tiny player, but it's the backlash that myself and Porter and our families got afterward was probably enough punishment for us on its own, to be honest with you.
Munster attack coach Mike Prendergast, though, isn't getting swayed by La Rochelle's recent dip in form.
You just think straight away, you think power, set piece, X factor, I know, albeit they're probably going through a small bit of a tough time now, I think, for them, and I've just, following the French media and stuff that they spoke about the change in competition is probably something that's come at a good time. And to be fair to them as well, you could see it last weekend against Clermont. Albeit the result didn't go their way, their performance was probably a lot better. And they've got players back as well. And there's a few players who potentially be back this week as well. So not too dissimilar to ourselves in terms of strengthening their squad with those returnees, but you're looking at a team, as I said, in the last 3 years, they've won the competition twice. And it's probably something they're just small bit off confidence-wise, but that can change in moments in games. And, that's where the challenge lies. I think it's a very big challenge, but it's an incredibly exciting challenge.
Meanwhile, Prendergast has shared his reaction to being overlooked for the big job at Munster in favour of the Kiwi, Clayton McMillan.
Yeah, it was good to catch up with him. I was disappointed, obviously. I think when you go for a job and you don't get it, naturally, the natural feel is you're disappointed. I think in this game, you don't have too much time to feel sorry for yourself and you just got to move on. As I said, from the early doors when it opened up that I was putting my name in there, it didn't happen now, but look, maybe sometime down the future it will. But as I said, there was this bit of disappointment. It's parked now. Having sat down and chatted to Clayton as well, you know, there's a lot to look forward to as well for next season when that eventually comes.
Take a detour from the ordinary. It's time to get diverted.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
Join Owen Shahan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly or whenever it comes to food.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See.
Tune in and get diverted on Off the Ball.
Rob Balakoon's injury frustrations continue. The winger made a try-scoring return to the Ulster fold in their URC win over the DHL Stormers last Friday. That was Balakoon's first game of the season, but also saw him pick up a hamstring injury. Ulster say Balakoon will have a scan this week to determine the severity of that issue. He's almost certainly out of Sunday's Investec Champions Cup last 16 tie away to Bordeaux, however. Ben Carson requires a scan on his back and is also likely to miss that game in France. James Hume, meanwhile, missed the Stormers' win through illness and he'll be assessed this week. Bordeaux, for their part, will be without their France international centre, Nicolas Deportaire, for Sunday's game. He sustained an ankle injury in their recent Top 14 win over Toulouse and has been ruled out of the quarterfinals as well, should Bordeaux prevail on Sunday. Colm Tucker remains in charge of Connacht for their Challenge Cup last 16 game with Cardiff at the Dexcom. However, captain Keane Prendergast is going to miss out on that game, having suffered a head injury from an Alex Nankivell challenge last week in Castlebar. Tucker gave an update on Prendergast's recovery following his release from hospital.
Oh, he's been in. He was in first thing Monday morning. He's been around the squad helping us prep. You know, he's a line-out nose, as they say. So he's been helping us putting plans in place for both sides of the ball. So, he's doing very well. And he's in good spirits. So, you know, we're very pleased to say he's in a good place at the moment and all scans checked out clear. So he's well on the road to recovery.
The URC confirmed today that Munster are appealing the red card shown to Nankivell for his challenge on Prendergast in Castlebar. Meanwhile, Tucker has revealed that Pete Wilkins remains on sick leave from the province. And it's the understanding of Rugby Daily that leave is genuine and not related to his status at the province. Connacht continued to build the structures around their head coach, with them likely to include Harlequin's director of rugby, Billy Millard. He's to oversee Connacht's rugby player pathways for both men and women, according to various reports today. Millard has previous at Connacht, having been an assistant coach to Eric Elwood prior to Pat Lamb's arrival out west. He'd recently been linked with a role as part of the next Wales setup. Connacht have already confirmed, of course, that Brumby's assistant, Rod Seib, will be joining as a senior coach from next season. Duhan van der Merwe has emerged as a doubt for this summer's Lions tour of Australia. The Scotland international required a scan yesterday on an ankle injury he sustained during Edinburgh's URC victory over the Dragons on Friday night. It's not believed to be connected to the ankle issue that van der Merwe dealt with throughout the Six Nations, but there is no confirmation yet on a return date. And finally, Ineos have settled their case with New Zealand Rugby after the petrochemicals giant ended their sponsorship deal midway through their contract. It was February when NZOR said Ineos had failed to pay the first instalment of their sponsorship fee, indicating their desire to back out of the deal. Ineos said at the time their decision was down to cost-saving measures across their business. That decision would chime with Ineos making sweeping cuts across at Manchester United. Both Ineos and New Zealand Rugby released a statement which read, "New Zealand Rugby and Ineos can confirm that a settlement has been reached between the two parties. Whilst the details remain confidential, both organisations are satisfied with the outcome and acknowledge a desire to now move forward." That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed, wherever you happen to consume your podcasts. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
Play this game anymore, but can we still be friends?
Off the Ball. Is it a podcast? Oh, radio show. Awesome.
Don't worry, he knows who we are.
The second rows are quite old, and they're not as, they don't work as hard as Harold. New Zealand's back rows, Sam Kane, is not as a rook property. I know we're going to get chipped for that, but like, that's the honest truth. He would be ranked one of the lowest accuracy rookers in the competition.
Is it a podcast?
I never heard of him.
You did.
fucking didn't.
You fucking did. Swear, Boxman.
So the, you know, you're just a shit Richie McCaw and Sam Kane can't rook. Are these things that would have fed into his thinking?
I'm sure deep down it would have motivated him to put something like that out there.
Off the ball. To a podcast.
Don't worry, he knows who we are.
Oh, radio show, awesome.